Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank, N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply. Subject to approval.
Hey, friend. This ain't about to be cute, but it's about to be good, okay? As I was driving home from work, God gave me a download for myself, and I want to share it with y'all because I really feel that the Lord is calling a lot of us to go back and pick up the seed that we call ourselves planting before. I don't know about y'all, but God has given me so many ideas, things that I thought were like God, that like I felt it. I felt that thing in my soul, and I felt the wealth of knowledge that God was giving me as he would give me the idea, as he would give me the instruction. And then I would go out and I would plant the thing, and I wouldn't see what I anticipated based on the magnitude of what God said. And I feel like that's the plight of a lot of us who are very much so type A go-getter doers. Like, oh, I'm about to do what God said immediately, is that sometimes we don't stop and ask questions. And so then you planted a seed and you are upset with yourself because you put in time, energy, effort. There is a cost. And you threw the seed away. You're like, oh, okay, that I must have not heard God. And you throw the seed away. It's crazy that we never question the time or the condition in which we tried to plant the seed. God gave us a seed. Did we plant it in his timing? God gave us a seed. Was our heart condition correct? Was it planted on good ground? And we throw the seed away. We threw the idea away. We'd rather question whether or not we heard the Lord instead of questioning whether or not I had any business to pursue this right now. There's a scripture that my pastor taught on a while ago, and I can't remember off the top of my head, but in summation, David basically was going to go into war. And before he decided to go, he asked God, "Shall I pursue this?" And a lot of us don't ask, shall we pursue? So we have just scattered seed all over the place. Even with good intention, it was not the right timing, right? So it, of course, it's not going to bear fruit. The fruit's not in season. And we throw the seed away and we think that we don't hear God. We question all of these different things. We get caught up doing stuff that we have no business. And I was instructed, and what I will tell you if this resonates with you, go back and get the stuff that God gave you before. Go back into your journals. Go back into your prayer closet. Look at the notes section of your phone. Look in whatever transcript. Like, when I tell y'all, God has given me so much stuff that now that I'm in this season, now that I have matured, now that the way that I've studied has matured, now that my relationship with the Lord has matured, the way that he's going to be able to utilize it is going to be so different. And a lot of us mishandle and have mishandled seed, but God is giving us grace in this next year. He's giving us grace as we enter into 2025. And so I want to encourage you that before you get caught up in the rhetoric, the end of year, go and get your stuff. It's going to be the best year of your life. I don't know if it's going to be the best year of your life next year, friend. Okay. I don't know that. What I'm telling you is that you need to follow the instruction. If God is implanting it or impressing it upon your heart to follow this instruction, to go back and get what he gave you, because that is where that wealth is coming from. That's where the wealth of knowledge, to know the Lord, okay, is to have access to all of the things. The Bible says in 2 Peter 1 and 3 that he's already given us everything that we need as it pertains to a life of godliness. And so many of us don't even know what fruit looks like in order for us to have a correct evaluation of the things that we're doing. And so we've thrown away or discarded what is really most valuable. It's those ideas. It's the instruction, because the instruction didn't make sense to you, or you didn't feel like you saw the fruit, you threw it away. But really, it was just because the circumstance and the condition was off. It was not the time, and your heart was not right. God is going to always produce fruit like this. If you struggle with understanding what it looks like for fruit to be produced, three things. One, there is going to be eternal value, meaning that it's going to add to the body of Christ. We don't live here. This is not our home. This is not our forever home. The earth is very much giving apartment living. Okay. You can have a little fun, but it's ghetto. There might be pee in the hallway. Like, it's very much apartment living. Apartment living. We are to store up treasures in heaven for ourselves. How do we do that? The Bible says that heaven rejoices when one comes to the kingdom. And a lot of us are not kingdom focused. We are more focused on followers and analytics and editing and all of this other stuff, which is cool, but don't miss the plot, friend. Ask yourself, is what I'm saying, is it edifying the body? Am I adding eternal value? What is someone learning about God based on what I'm saying, based on what I'm posting? A lot of times we want to only learn about ourselves, but please know that as we pursue the Lord, as we pursue God, he is light. So he's going to shed area on every dark place. I get turned every which way but loose in my prayer closet about these revelations, okay, that God gives me about myself. And so I want to encourage you to know that you need to first see fruit based on what you're doing eternally. Okay, cool, 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 cool. You about to post about somebody else prophesying. There's
business taxes. Was stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost, so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
I'm in a space for that, but what? How is it adding to the kingdom in the way in which you are given this information? Are you teaching? Are we having discourse, but not talking about doctrine? Like, where you're actually teaching? Because it's easy for me to be like, oh, that's wrong. But are we also teaching what's right? Eternal fruit. Then it's going to be internal fruit next. So the way that you're going to see fruit from that seed, eternal, internal. That means that as I start doing the things, as God calls me and pulls me into having the discussions, teaching the class, starting the podcast, going back to school, getting the job, because all of us don't need platforms. That's a whole nother thing. Every purpose don't have a platform attached to it. And the people done ate us up. Okay. That, like, it's just a lot to unpack. Okay. It's a lot to unpack. External, internal. As you do what God says, as you follow the instructions, he's going to prune every area of your heart. Okay. He's going to prune every area of your heart. It's getting warm out here in this car, but y'all gonna get this video. He's gonna prune every area of your heart. Galatians 5, fruit of the Spirit. So as you do what he said, you're gonna grow in patience. You're going to grow in kindness. You're gonna grow in gentleness. Because we have to give the truth in love. And so we have to learn how to stop confusing authority with audacity, because we are so used to people talking so raggedy to us that we just assume that you can't have truth without you being kind. But in fact, that's the way that we're called to deliver it. And you don't understand that until you start putting in the work to steward well over the seed. You have the eternal focus for that fruit, and God starts showing you some things in your heart. You're like, oh, it's tight, but it's right. Okay. Then, friend, after you see eternal and internal fruit, God is going to allow you access to the external. And a lot of us want to go from seed to external fruit. And that's just not how it works. That's not how it works in the natural. And it's not how it works in the spirit. That underground work, that root work has to take place first. And so many of us have found ourselves in a place where we feel like we haven't heard God. And especially there are a group of us who really love the Lord and actually study our Bible. And we're not out here hooting and hollering and doing the things, but it's what the body of Christ needs. It is the prescription that God has ordered for this season. And we have thrown away the script. We're not in position to play our role because we've gotten caught up in the cycle of go get your bag, go get the people, go do the things, go build freedom. There's no freedom that we are going to experience here that is going to top what God is doing in eternity. And we just have to have a heart position for that. Before this year is out, go back. The ideas, the strategy, revisit that with God in your quiet time. God, was this a bust or was this you? Because a lot of us are going to go into the last couple months, we're going to get caught up in the cycle of, oh, this is how you plan for next year. No, finish what's on your plate. Finish what's on your plate. We're going back asking God for more and we haven't finished what's on our plate. We haven't stewarded well and you're getting frustrated because you don't think you're hearing God. You are. You are hearing God. That is the idea that God gave you. That is what he called you to do, friend. You're not crazy. I know that you're upset because it feels like, oh, only 10 people are watching. But those are 10 of God's children that he entrusted to you. That is a big freaking deal. We have to stop relegating people and souls to analytics and followers. Because the economy that we operate in under the kingdom of God is different than what we operate in here. God math is multiplication. Okay? It's 2 times 2 is 4. That's why the apostles were able to preach and like 3,000 people got added immediately, multiplying. But that's going to require proper heart posture, proper position, and proper perspective. We have to understand some of us really don't even want to do it. We don't want to follow God wholeheartedly. We have been brought into this relationship under the guise of getting stuff and not after seeking the Lord. And so we have to check that stuff before we walk into the next year. God is giving us grace to go back, get the seed that he gave us. He already told us in 2 Peter 1:3 that he's given us all that we need as it pertains to a life of godliness. And so I need you, friend, to go and get your stuff because I'm only one part of the body. Okay. If you only got one lung, you ain't oxygenating well. So all of us have to get in position, which is why I wanted to share this with you. Go back, look in your notes, gather the seed. I'm not telling you next year going to be the best year of your life. I don't know. I'm telling you that following God is always going to produce fruit. Following God is always going to produce the best. Following God and doing whatever he's called you to do, no matter how crazy it seems, no matter the circumstance, no matter the resistance, because a lot of us have confused resistance with the Lord not being there. But how do you build muscle in the gym? You add resistance. Okay. All right, friend. Just, I had to share these unorganized thoughts. Learn how to evaluate fruit. Eternal fruit, then internal, then external. God's like, girl, no, there's not going to be any views because there's vanity in your heart. We got to get over that. We got to deal with some stuff. You're not serving me. You're serving your idea, your altar that you're building unto yourself. And we can't do that either. We have to be in position as the body to do the things. So I pray that you hear me. I pray that this blessed you like it blessed me. I'm about to go in the house because it's hot and I'm tired and I'm about to get out these cootie scrubs that I'm in. Okay. I love you, sis. God bless you. And I'll talk to you.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.